My dad cooked breakfast a lot when I was growing up. Pancakes were big, but no matter what he made, the meal usually included a little bologna, and I don't mean the sandwich meat. Cooking put my dad in the mood for stories, some about his days in the army, some about his dubious adventures with his brothers back when they were kids. As the syrup and butter went on the pancakes, so the exaggeration and embroidery built these stories up to Paul Bunyan proportions. Later, I figured out Dad's tall tales were told mostly to entertain the kids staring at him from the table, me. But also, this was a form of bonding. My dad was never one to gush over heart-to-heart chats, but a social setting always got him going. And even just talking over a meal, the most natural thing in the world, propped open the door for better father and son time. Dad shared best when a third party was involved, and often, food could fill that role. This brings us to Father's Day this weekend. Nothing is normal right now, especially not our holidays. Many rituals have been put on hold. And yet, we still eat. Sometimes even together. With restaurants back open in some capacity, a meal out is possible again. But in my experience, quality dad time was always more about what we were doing than where we were going. The hands-on work of making some special food together feels right. If your dad is at his best around the smoker or the grill or the seafood boiling pot, let him do his thing. Assist or admire from a safe distance, as your own experience with dad's cooking dictates. The point is to be there with him when he's at his ease, in his element. And if your dad is anything like mine, you probably shouldn't believe all the stories that come out at times like this. But as times go on, I bet you'll savor them. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Good enough for granddad, good enough for me. The way it was, that's the way it's got to be.